Learning to Pray, A Guide for Everyone by James Martin, S.J. This is the author. 1. Everyone Can Pray. An Introduction. Everyone can pray. Let me put that another way. If I can learn how to pray, then so can you. If you've never prayed before, or have had trouble praying, or think that you're praying wrong, that opening statement might seem hard to believe, or too good to be true. But it is true, even though it took me a long time to understand this simple fact. Prayer is for everyone. Until my late 20s, I prayed only infrequently, and in the most basic way, asking God for help. Let me get an A on my test. Let me get a home run in Little League. Let me get a raise. There's nothing wrong with asking God for help. It's both human and natural. But until I joined the Jesuits, a Catholic religious order, at age 27, I didn't realize that prayer could be anything else. When I entered the Jesuit novitiate, however, I learned to pray in new ways. And what I discovered amazed me. There are so many ways, so many practices, so much flexibility. At the same time, I was encouraged to think about prayer in new ways, to imagine prayer as a personal relationship with God, to experience what happens when you pray, to understand that there is no one right way to pray, to know that prayer is something that changes throughout your life, and to see how prayer can change your life. So I learned not only how to pray, but also how to understand prayer. It was a shock, almost as if someone had said, "Did you know there's another dimension besides the three dimensions you experience?" In fact, that's not a bad analogy. Prayer is like seeing another dimension of life. My first reaction to this was, "Why didn't I know about this before?" My second was, "Why don't more people know about this?" The answer to the first question was obvious. I didn't grow up in a very religious family, so I had little religious training. Not having attended religious schools, Catholic or otherwise, meant that I had little exposure to prayer during my elementary school, junior high school, and high school years. My family attended church on Sundays, and I went to after-school religious education classes for a few years, but we didn't discuss God much at home. We said grace at meals on the big holidays, but didn't pray that much, at least together, on days other than those. Lest you get the wrong idea, my parents were good and moral people. Still, my family was like many families today. We talked about the spiritual life with neither frequency nor ease. Neither did anyone else I knew. So I didn't pray much, unless to ask for things. Even when I got to college, I didn't meet many overtly religious people, and those I knew, I didn't engage in conversations about prayer. The second question I asked myself was also easy to answer. Why don't more people know about this? Or more generally, why don't more people pray? To begin with, many do. But when I entered the Jesuits, I didn't know that. For millions of people, prayer is a regular part of life, as natural as breathing. They do it every day, sometimes several times a day. But for just as many people, prayer is foreign, daunting, even frightening. Many people then just don't pray. I'm not talking about agnostics or atheists. They don't pray for an obvious reason. They either doubt or don't believe in God's existence. I'm talking about believers who don't pray. So why don't some believers pray? Let's consider a few reasons. 10 reasons believers don't pray. Number 1. They weren't taught. Many people were never taught how to pray, not by their families, by teachers at school, or by leaders in their church. Consequently, prayer was never part of their world. So naturally, they don't do it. It's like not knowing how to swim because A, you've never had lessons, B, you didn't grow up near a pool,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?